up here. Good morning. How are we doing? Diehards. Today, what we're going to do is follow the normal schedule. And so what that means is on a Friday, it's primarily, in terms of new installation, red zone, goal line, short yardage. Those things are typically the new things that go in. Then you review the things that you did on Wednesday and Thursday, and looking to have improve on some things that we did last Friday. I didn't think last Friday wasn't good, but I think it could have been better. So we'll do that here today. And there's some things that we need to clean up in all three phases based on yesterday's practice, and we'll be able to do those during the review sessions here today as well. So with that, open up to questions.
Have you seen Brady Quinn improve this? I mean, it was only 2 days, you know, but have you seen any improvement in him?
From last week at this time?
Yeah.
What I'm looking for really is the improvement of the game plan that week, as opposed to just one individual guy. And as you go through the install, Wednesdays tends to be a tougher day for everybody because there's a volume of new information in addition to the scouting report. And then usually the things that you've done on Wednesday get a little bit better on Thursday and better than that on Friday. So you're always trying to install, get the initial reps, clean it up as you go through the course of the week between the film study, the meetings, and the review portion of the practice.
Denver has long been regarded as, if not the loudest, one of the loudest stadiums in the league. And I know you've been out there a number of times. How loud is it, and how does that change your preparation with silent snap counts and things like that?
Well, the nice thing that we have is we've been dealing with noise for months and months and months, and it should be something that we're comfortable with. It may be a little bit different sounding. Maybe it's not Bruce Springsteen, but it's still loud. It still forces that communication, and that's really the thought process behind introducing it so early. Because one side last week, our defense had to deal with noise. Special teams has to deal with noise, you know, depending on what the situation is in the game. Could be at home, could be away. So that's why I always like working with it, so you're not, it's not such a shock to the system the first time you go into that environment. But it does affect some of the things that you do cadence-wise, and whether it's silent snap count or quick counts or any of those things.
Discussed with the team, you got a lot of young players never played in Denver before, the altitude situation, any kind of strategies involved with that?
I've dealt with sort of all the different scenarios, not just as a head coach but as an assistant coach. Remember when we were playing Miami early in the season, and a big deal was the heat, and we played them 1 year, and it was the heat, so didn't do that well that year, and then we went down. We were going to wear lighter colored jerseys. The same thing. It was hot. And, you know, ended up playing in New York, and it's no big newsflash. It's hot in Miami early. And I think making that not an issue and just understanding what you're going to have to do, whether it's even more proactive hydration, and doing it the night before, the week of, all those things. It's the same thing with Denver. It's, if someone comes here, it's probably going to be cold in December. That's probably how it's going to be. Maybe some snow, and you just gotta deal with whatever the environment is.
Can you talk about a little bit about the yards that Jamal was able to gain against a very good run defense, and maybe how encouraging that was for you for what you can get out of him?
Where I was encouraged by that is the group, and I thought that was a good example of a coordinated running game, because everybody was involved. Sometimes it was the two tight ends at the point of attack. Sometimes it was the fullback and the tight end. The receivers, I thought, did a nice job down the field. And we'll be able to continue to run the ball effectively as long as it remains coordinated. And I thought Jamal did some nice things with the opportunities that he had as well.
Could he go longer than that, Eric? Right when he had those 14 and 8-yard runs and then you threw the interception and the game kind of changed and they got ahead of you a little bit, it seemed like he was really getting into it. I mean, can he get up to 20 carries a game if you need him? Does he have that gas left in the tank?
He looked like a young buck, I thought. You know, I think James Davis could have looked at him and said, "Oh, okay, that's how it looks." He looks spry. I thought a lot of hop in his step and, 10, 20, 30, whatever. I think he could handle whatever it is.
You knew that the speed of the game and all those things were going to be dialed up for James Davis in that first game. Is that exactly, what happened with him there? And do you think maybe he's better prepared for it this week?
Yes, it's different, and you try to explain that to the rookies. You go through the preseason, oftentimes the reps they get maybe later in the game, or sometimes it is earlier in the game, but it's different. It's fast. It's frontline guys for four quarters. It's physical. So you do the best you can to educate them on how it's going to be, but you also have to go through and take your first couple of hits and realize it's still football and all your parts are still connected and you move forward.
I mean, is the speed of the game, is everything coming at you so much quicker than it does in the preseason?
Oh, yeah, it changes. It changes dramatically from a coaching perspective, too, because you're dealing with all the game plan things that they have for you, multiple personnel groups. There's a lot more going on. So you work through the preseason to try to get as sharp as you can, and you go into the first game, and there's always some stuff that you're a little rusty on, but you work on it. And I think everybody's kind of in the same place at that point.
I wouldn't presume you would bring this up to the team, with Denver being kind of the Browns' nemesis for, since the 80s. Does that mean anything to you just because you've been here before?
I really look at it as I always start with us. That's always my starting point, is what are we doing to control the things that we can control? And if we take care of those things, if we do what we're supposed to do, then I feel like regardless of who we're playing, we're going to give ourselves the best chance to win. In terms of the historical part of it, wasn't really something that I covered.
Yeah, are you one of those coaches? Can you get a read in practice on how your team's going to, Wednesday through Friday, and how your team's going to play on Sunday?
I think there's a definite correlation between how you practice and how you play, and there's sometimes where it doesn't follow that script. You may have had not as good a practice as you thought and played better in that area. Now you also don't know how they practiced. So maybe your practice, which you weren't happy with, was better than their practice that head coach was unhappy with, and that could be why it goes the way it goes. But, yeah, I think it's extremely important, and I think it's important as a group, and I think it's important individually, because a lot of times you see, okay, you made that mistake, you didn't correct it the next day, and here it is on Sunday. Why would anybody be shocked by that? And I'll often talk after the fact and say, okay, here it is in the game. What made you think that it would be different when it happened in the game?
Sometimes you've been surprised. You had maybe like when you were at the Jets, you had three crummy practices, and then on Sunday, how did we do this?
Usually when we had the three crummy ones, it was pretty crummy on Sunday too. I mean, I remember a couple different weeks where you go in the next day and you're like, what do you want to do, fellas? What do you want to do? I think this is going to work. You really think this is going to work? And then you go in into the game and it's not corrected. It's not what it should be. and you've tried to minimize all those things and try to get those things corrected, but if you don't do it collectively, usually the outcome is going to be determined. The Sun Tzu quote, every battle's won before it's ever fought. That's right.
I don't know how much they used Brandon Marshall last week, and I don't know if he's still in Josh's doghouse or not, but do you expect him to be a pretty integral part of their game plan this week?
He's definitely someone we're preparing for, as if he was going to start and play the whole game. And he's a dangerous player. And add him in with Eddie Royal and Stokely and the running backs, and they've got quite a few weapons.
Eddie Royal was able to do as a rookie, and then you look and see you have two rookie receivers. Do you think that, you know, one or both of them is capable of a breakout season like that this year?
Yeah, I was going with the expectation that that they're gonna continue to develop, but I also, as I've done it a little bit longer, realize each guy hits it at a different point. And the key thing for me is just to get to that point as quickly as we can and not have anything that derails it along the way. But there's been tons of rookies that don't quite shine as much early and then shine later. There's some guys that have flashed early and sort of faded to black as the years went on. So I'd like it to continue to grow, hit, and then keep improving from there.
Just as a follow-up, Eric, how these practices Wednesday and Thursday, were they good?
Well, it's I have a very high standard, so I think as a group we need to have a high standard every single day. There are a lot of things that I thought we did really well both days, and I thought the effort and focus and those things were good both days. So the key coaching point or goal is to identify the things we didn't do well, figure out, okay, are these correctable? Are they sound? Is this what we want to keep moving forward with? And then you improve those, and some things look better when you were drawing it up and they never quite make the cut.
When your football starts at home, does it kind of cause a little concern heading on the road?
I don't like false starts anywhere, home, away. I don't like them anywhere. They're pre-snap penalties, completely concentration-based penalties in general. They don't work.
Anything else?
All right, guys. Thanks.
I appreciate it. We'll bring out-